Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
So how are you?
I'm doing good. Had a good weekend and going into the week. Mondays are just always a little stressful, though. There's always like everybody starting their week and there's just lots of calls and things that people need. And, you know,
a lot of energy that gets consumed. Taking care of business.
That's right. Taking care of business.
Yeah. Mondays are just that way. And you've got to kind of turn yourself around from the weekend. And then it's kind of like once you get yourself turned around, you're heading for the weekend again.
Right.
I'm not even sure. It's just this whole new cycle of just doing the same thing over and over.
Yep.
But it is a lot of fun. And I'm excited about today and the message that we have. And you know what? We do hope that these messages not only are listened to, but shared, and then take them to your own table and talk about these as conversation.
Yeah. These are good things that you can have conversations with friends and family and people with around the table. And
Well, today we just really want to talk about continue our series of with God and one another and the power of living with that word with, which now is added to my
list of favorite words.
And, you know, I think if anything in this series of just catching on about the true celebration of the privilege of life and being able to live it with God and one another. And so the psalmist is just at the heart of the Bible of giving us this truth. And it talks about, there's one in Psalm 16, verse 11. It just begins with, "You make known to me the path of life." And that, you know, what's so incredible is that God does show us clearly the path that we are to go on, and it's really a path of life. It's always something that's active and brings all those things of love that God has for us and peace and wisdom, and it's always about the light. Whereas there are people in our life that try to and people in our world that try to head us down a pathway that's about negativity and hurt and harm and just some stinking hard things. And it's made me and reminded me, I don't know if you know this, but I struggle with the right direction.
No, like figuring out where you're at and where you're going and
pretty much.
Okay.
I have a party all the time. Yeah. I used to tell my kids that, you know, we're just on another adventure. And along the way, they figured out I really didn't know where I was at.
Wow. Yeah. That could be scary, especially considering that in a lot of your lifetime, there wasn't GPS.
No, so. But I always got where I had to go. I just
eventually
get there. And along the way, there was always some kind of fun adventure. Have you ever, in all your experience of all your trips, I know you take so many, have you ever been lost?
There have been a few times that I've ended up in weird places trying to find my way. I think, you know, when I moved to Oklahoma City for college, me and my roommate thought this would be a great idea. We just wanted to drive as far as we could in the city until we truly had no clue where we were at to find our way back. That was like our learning the city, but it wasn't too terrible because they have like a grid system.
Okay.
And the only thing though, is we did learn this cause we got a little confused is it's like all the streets, like, you know, one through whatever, but then they start over with a south and a north. So we did at one point think, oh, we've arrived where we needed to on 39th, but it was like the wrong 39th. So
so you have to learn their system.
That's
and
right.
Everything. Have you ever been in Atlanta, Georgia?
I have been to Hotlanta.
Yeah,
it's very hot and warm there usually.
It is.
But
I love the city.
Yeah.
And have you ever tried to figure out where you're at and that you need to get somewhere else?
It can be confusing there.
Yeah. My friend and I, we years ago were on a speaking thing and we got kind of caught up in their figure eight, if you will, or circle eights, and kept heading back for the airport. And this poor guy was trying to explain to us how to get on the right road. We finally made it, and we actually had just so much fun along the way. And sometimes I think we can kind of misunderstand where we're at with God because we kind of feel like it's a certain way, and God always has such an adventure for us. And we can, as the world kind of defines the path of life that God has for us, it's sometimes seen as boring, and you know, it's just this this is where you're at. But with God, there's always an adventure and there's always something more that God has for us. And yet God does want us to keep us on the path that is about love and his light and all the things that will bring abundance to our lives. So I just pray that today that we understand that we have the opportunity to be on the path of life God has for us.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.